Hi, I'm Cy Dawson. Welcome to a quick start guide for Emotional Freedom Techniques, or EFT, from anyfutureyouwant.com. Please note, this is only a brief introduction. For full background information and a ton of resources, please go to the World Center for EFT at emofree.com. A brief background on EFT. EFT works on the basis that all negative emotions are caused by a disruption in the body's energy system. If you sort out that disruption, then the problem disappears too. The basic process behind EFT. There are 9 points around the body that are tapped in sequence while you describe the problem that you're trying to resolve. To start with, you say a setup phrase. While you say the setup phrase, you tap point zero, the karate chop point. This is a point that's halfway between the base of the little finger and the wrist. From there, once you've said the setup phrase, you then continue on a sequence of the following 8 points. Point 1. The eyebrow. At the beginning of the eyebrow, just above the nose. Point 2 is the side of the eye, on the bone next to the eye on the outside corner. Point 3 is underneath the eye, on the bone directly beneath the pupil. Point 4 is under the nose. Point 5 is on the chin, between the lip and the base of the chin. Point 6 is the collarbone, at the beginning of the collarbone, where the collarbone joins the ribcage. Point 7 is under the arm, 4 inches below the armpit, and directly at the same level as the nipple. The final point, point 8, is the crown. Here you typically use 4 fingers rather than the usual 2, and tap around in a circle. So, the first step is the setup. You describe the problem you're trying to resolve a few times, in a manner that raises a strong reaction in yourself, all the while tapping point zero, the karate chop point, with 2 fingers. You then continue with negative phrases, tapping 5 to 10 times on each point through points 1 to 8, looping as many times as needed to raise a very strong reaction. While doing this, note the level of your reaction from 0 to 10. Whatever happens, keep tapping. When the reaction subsides to near 0, start your neutral or questioning statements, still looping around the points. Then finish with positive statements, as many as you like. At the end, take a deep breath. How EFT works? By raising a strong reaction in yourself, you tune yourself, like a tuning fork, into the problem you're trying to resolve. By continuing to tap around the energy or meridian points, you smooth out the internal energy flow surrounding this particular issue. You will feel your initial reaction subside, often very quickly. Once you have done that, you can then start working your way towards a positive replacement belief. Here are some tips for doing EFT. Always drink lots of water while doing EFT. Try to be very focused. It may seem like no progress has been made, or that the problem has come back. This will be because the problem has many aspects to it. It is best to break big problems into small chunks and do one small bit at a time. Be persistent. Often it takes several goes to clear out a really complex problem. It is also quite common that your reaction to the initial setup will be strong. Discomfort, anger, tension, or even tears. This can be surprising. It's perfectly normal and will quickly pass. Just keep tapping. Always keep tapping. Doing EFT is a little like peeling an onion. Particularly if you're working on a deep issue, it can raise uncomfortable feelings that you may not be aware you had. Make a note when each of these occurs and just tap each away one at a time. If you're not comfortable saying negative things about yourself, say positive things. That's fine too. If you don't believe what you're saying, you will feel that disagreement rise to the surface, and you can then tap it away. Starting with a strong negative statement, then moving to neutral or questioning statements, and finally, strong positive statements, is just how I've found things work best. Always go with your instinct. If you get better reactions, or it feels right to do it another way, that's totally fine too. Only you can know what's right for you. Some excellent starter phrases are, even though I problem, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. And, even though I problem, I deeply and completely love and forgive myself without judgment. Where you replace the word problem with whatever it is that you're working on. For example, even though I'm afraid of change, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. Or, even though I won't let myself make mistakes, I deeply and completely love and forgive myself without judgment. A couple of warnings. EFT is not a replacement for existing treatments, and this audio file does not represent medical advice. If you're already energy aware, you may notice that EFT seems to disrupt your existing energy flows. This is very normal. Just tap through anything that comes up, and you will feel things settle back clearer and sharper than before. Power increases the emptier you are. Here is an example, and a good place to start. These words are mine, but if you feel that other words would work better for you, that's totally fine. Always go with your instinct. First of all, I'll read through some of the example phrases, and then we'll go through an example of this together. Some of the setup phrases that we could use. Even though I'm afraid of change, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. I'm happy where I am. I don't need change in my life. Now some negative phrases. These will be said as we loop through points 1 to 8, saying one phrase at each point. I'm afraid of change. I hate change. I like being stuck in one place. I'm happy with my life the way it is. Now, if as you're saying these phrases, one of them seems to resonate strongly with you, feel free to keep saying it for as long as you like. You're aiming to build up and then tap through the reaction. Neutral phrases. Once you feel that the strong emotion has peaked and fallen away again, continue tapping around the points with the following phrases. Am I really happy? Even though I feel a bit silly tapping like this, I'll give it a try anyway. Maybe I'd be happier if I did change. Change is growth. Isn't growth good? Finally, the positive phrases. Keep tapping around the points and continue for as long as you like. Change gives me the chance to improve. I want to improve, so I want to change. Change leads to success. I enjoy change. I want to change. Finally, take a deep breath. Now let's go through an example together. For the purposes of this example, if I say something that particularly resonates with me, I will continue to say it for as long as I feel like it. As always, only you can tell what really feels right for you. Trust your instinct. If something unusual or unexpected comes into your head, say it. It will always be the right thing to say. So, the setup. Tapping a karate chop point. Even though I'm afraid of change, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. I'm happy where I am. I don't need change in my life. Even though I'm afraid of change, I deeply and completely love and forgive myself anyway. Now the negative phrases. Starting at the eyebrow point. I'm afraid of change. The side of the eye. I hate change. Under the eye. I like being stuck in one place. Under the nose. I'm happy with my life the way it is. The chin. I'm afraid of change. The collarbone. I hate change. Under the arm. I hate change. The crown. Four fingers tapping around in a circle. I hate change. And back to the eyebrow point. I'm afraid of change. The side of the eye. I hate change. Under the eye. I'm afraid of change. Under the nose. I hate change. On the chin. I like being stuck in one place. The collarbone. I'm happy with my life the way it is. Under the arm. I'm afraid of change. And on the crown, I hate change. Now the neutral phrases. Back to the eyebrow point. Am I really happy? Side of the eye. Even though I feel a bit silly tapping like this, I'll give it a try anyway. Under the eye. Maybe I'd be happier if I did change. Under the nose. Change is growth. Isn't growth good? On the chin. Am I really happy? On the collarbone. Even though I feel a bit silly tapping like this, I'll give it a try anyway. Under the arm. Maybe I'd be happier if I did change. On the crown. Change is growth. Isn't growth good? Now the positive phrases. The eyebrow point. Change gives me the chance to improve. I want to improve, so I want to change. The side of the eye. Change leads to success. Under the eye. Change leads to success. Under the nose. Change leads to success. On the chin. I enjoy change. On the collarbone. I enjoy change. Under the arm. I want to change. On the crown. I enjoy change. Now, take a deep breath and let it go. So, where to go from here? You can experience incredible growth by making a list of every negative thought or emotion you experience and tapping through each in turn. To start with, it may feel like you'll be tapping forever, but you'll soon realize that problems are going away and not coming back. Experiment. Have fun. Tap on anything and everything. It's free and it takes very little time at all. Please feel free to share this information with anyone you like. I just want as many people as possible to benefit from EFT like I have. If you have any questions or want to share your successes, please email me, sai@anyfutureyouwant.com, or visit us at anyfutureyouwant.com. Thank you for listening.